Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Is this normal? Do
we look normal? Yeah, we look normal.
Do we look fairly normal?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Simon's...
Pee-pee!
I almost forgot what which part of that I was supposed to say.
What? Are you having a stroke?
I don't
know. Do I need to call a bondulance?
I forgot my glasses again, so I can't see any of this. Right. But you're going to have to just read to me like an old woman.
I heard you yelling.
Oh, Simon, please read to me. And tell me the weird news that you've discovered this week.
Oh, this is no good. I got me drivers on, but I need me readers.
Neither of us. We need like an assistant. Do we have a young man in the office who can read to us?
I don't need me peepers. I need me
Zoomers.
Zoomers.
That's what I call them. Yeah. The old grandma glasses. You're looking...
How far down on the nose can they go?
I mean, that's very far. Right, well, look.
It's no good, it's out of focus. Something must be wrong with the telly.
We could probably turn the font up.
I don't think people will appreciate
Turn the font up, Tom!
Turn the font up, fuck me. We're getting old. So I don't think people appreciate how far away the TV is.
It's a metre away.
It's not a metre away.
It's a metre away.
It's like 2 metres away. It's like, at least.
It's like a fucking 2 metre long TV. Look how close it is. It's right there.
Oh, look, if I reach out with Daff, I'm still not touching it.
Well, you're almost touching it.
That's if you 8 foot away.
If you get too close, you're not going to be able to read it. Let's do a pee-pee.
Okay.
You're now getting mint. Okay, well, just...
I want to be ready for this.
But I can't do this. I can't read this or load it up.
You're just going to have to wait for me then.
Is this what it's like being an old woman with a carer? You just have to wait on your useless carer to slowly drag themselves out.
I need the bathroom. 10 minutes ago, I needed it.
Let's get on with it.
I made you a Twitch account today.
Simon made me a Twitch account. Guess what it's called?
Lewis has been using a Yogscast account or not using an account at all.
Lurking.
Not even logged in.
What's wrong with lurking and creeping on people secretly? I like to look
What's
in.
Wrong with that? Well, it's illegal.
Not on Twitch, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it's fine on Twitch. It's fine. You can watch all you like.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah. Real Lewis Brindley official. Real Lewis Brindley official.
It's a nice short.
Lewis Brindley snappy. Was taken. Real Lewis Brindley was taken. I think Lewis Brindley official was available, but I wanted to make it as long as I possibly could.
I thought it'd be funnier to add the extra thing.
Real Lewis Brindley official.
Yeah, I'm excited to start using it.
Subscribe. I don't know, you may not have that. Depends when Barry gets back from holiday.
What do you mean?
By the time this video goes out, Barry would have been back from holiday like a month.
And he's going to verify.
It's October.
Is that the idea that you're going to force me to use this account?
Let us know in the comments if it's October.
Are you just going to start streaming as me? As like a knockoff?
No.
Is this a way to get yourself one extra subscriber as well?
I did. The first thing I did was I did...
Subscribe to Honeydew.
No, followed.
Follow Simon Honeydew.
And the Yogscast account.
Okay, that's very thoughtful of you.
So there you go, your two favourites.
It's like you're my mum setting me up on a dating site or something. Like, it's time we got you your own Twitch account because you can't
you're
be alone
a big boy
forever.
Now. You're a big boy.
I want grandchildren at some point.
Maybe, you know, if you chatted in that Sheba Twitch streamer that you were watching who was playing League of Legends, that's what was streaming. On your computer.
Well, I left it on, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people raid people, and then they raid other people, and then it comes, and eventually you're watching something really
weird.
That's
weird, because in the URL, it didn't say refer something or other raid. It didn't say that, which normally it would say. You could be a VTuber if you wanted to stream on your own account.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
You could be a dragon maid.
Ooh, tell me more.
You could be a cat girl, a cat boy.
Tell me less.
You could be, you've got an eyelash on your cheek and I don't want to do the thing. Make a wish. Where I don't want to do that. You've gotten rid of it. Okay, that's fine.
God, that scared me. You know.
Oh my God, it was a whisker. Catboy Lewis. Oh my God, it's happening.
The transformation.
It's happening. Now, I know that you don't like the stories that are basically adverts.
Yes, because they're not stories, they're adverts. But carry on.
But I think...
This
is technically animal news because it is about a dog.
Okay.
Probably the most famous dog of all.
Snoop Dogg.
That's right. You guessed it in one. Maybe it's because the word Snoop Loops are on screen in quite
very
large
bad, very large letters. Yeah,
you can read that.
Start your day off right with a champion's breakfast.
So Snoop and I think some other rapper have founded this company. So as you can see, it's got more marshmallows. It's got a picture of a character that is a kind of a dog. And also, if you can look carefully in the corner of the box, you can see that it's high in everything. High energy, high fat, high sugar and high salt.
Well, that's good.
Get you off to the, you know, a champion's breakfast. Start your day.
Start your day off right with the red light. All food groups. So, okay, first of all,
you can win a Switch as well.
It just looks like a normal breakfast cereal. Mm. Only there's a very cartoony dog with a big spoon.
Would you like to learn more about the dog?
The D-O-double-G.
Because this is animal news.
Has he got a backstory?
Oh, Lewis, he has a backstory, all right.
Did he come from the mean streets?
He sure does. Have a backstory.
Okay.
Let's get into it, shall we?
Right, yeah.
Let me just scroll the mouse.
What's happening?
Captain Ace is the name of the character.
Okay.
Not Snoop. It's a new character, an original one, made for Snoop Loops, breakfast cereal. Captain Ace, he's the K-9 team captain.
Yes.
K-9 are a basketball team, I believe.
Cool.
He is a blue Siberian husky pup.
This is like someone's fursona's bio.
It's a bit, isn't it? It is a little bit. This is my OC. Please do not steal. Yeah. He reigns, interesting choice of word, from the Alaskan Territory.
He's the king?
Okay. Well, he's a captain.
Oh, he's a captain.
Yeah.
Reigning captain.
He reigns from the Alaskan Territory where one snowflake can make an avalanche fall.
Interesting. Again, use of words.
Yeah.
Not Maybe Snoop wrote this, though.
It's entirely possible.
I think it is.
So the next paragraph, there is like a space before it says he, which is a bit weird.
Fine.
But that's fine. He is the Kobe Bryant of basketball.
In Dogland.
In Dogland.
Dogland.
The Kobe Bryant of basketball.
He is the Kobe Bryant of basketball in Dogland.
In Dogland. Because if it was just a Kobe Bryant of basketball, it would just be Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
He's the Kobe Bryant of basketball.
In Dogland.
No, no. Captain Ace is the Kobe Bryant of basketball in Dogland. Kobe Bryant is the Kobe Bryant of basketball in
our world, I guess.
Human land.
So this is like an alternate reality?
A dimension?
Yeah.
Something? Like the multiverse?
I'm in it. I'm in. I feel like it's immersing me.
Yeah. So are you up to it so far?
Yes.
So basketball team, Captain Ace, he's a husky, he's in Dogland.
It's no less ridiculous than any of the other ones.
Yeah.
The Frosty's guy, the Tony the Tiger, or the Cocoa Monkey, or the Honey Puff Sugar guy, whatever.
When he and his team are not playing hoops, they like to go undercover. Sorry, undercover.
Undercover. Maybe it's a cow. Undercover. Maybe that's the milk thing.
There's a letter missing. As secret spies with their cool spy gadgets and use their super canine abilities to solve mysteries and save those in danger.
Okay.
Although Captain Ace and the canine team get their super strength and powers from eating Snoop Loops.
Sure.
Captain Ace uses his hypercharged watch for bionic strength, speed, vision and mind powers as they go on their mystery adventures.
Right. So he gets his powers from eating Snoop Loops, but he has a cool watch.
Yeah.
That gives him more powers.
See, he's got a little watch.
He's got
green,
a little watch.
Green strap.
Is that
going to... his face on it, which is a bit weird.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. It's very small.
This is weird.
It is a bit weird.
Weird and shit.
Do you think that Snoop Dogg came up with this character?
I mean, it doesn't sound... Again, it's so...
Has he got kids?
It's so generic. This could be...
What do you mean generic?
Well, it's like someone...
How is it generic? It's a dog that plays... Okay, all right, there's Air Bud. There is Air Bud. But he's an anthropomorphic dog that plays basketball and he's also an undercover spy and he's got a magic watch.
But at the same time...
How's that generic?
No, but it's like...
It's an original character, Lewis.
All right. No, you're right. It just feels like someone's invented it deliberately for a cereal box.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what they've done.
It's like it's like... Yeah.
They haven't... This isn't like... He wasn't a...
No, but it's
a
like...
A comic character.
No, but imagine there was like...
It's not like they got Spider-Man in or something.
But it's like they've taken the idea of a crappy cereal box character and literally created that. You know, they're like, this is... The amalgam of all stupid garbage for kids, comic book.
Kids love him, Lewis.
Kids probably love him.
They love him. They love Captain Ace.
Captain Ace.
Look at how happy he is. With that big smile.
He's...
No teeth.
Well, he's a very high sugar diet.
Oh, so shit.
It's probably, he probably had to have more the cavities.
He just sucks on the loops.
He gums on them.
That's what happens when Mekins sort of bites me sometimes.
Like a vampire?
He does it, but he doesn't like... He does it with like his lips. So he sort of does like a gummy bite on me. To get attention.
That's weird.
Because he doesn't want to hurt me with his teeth. So he sort of does a gummy pretend bite. I'm like, ugh!
That is a bit weird. It's kind of cool, though.
It's better, because, I mean, Carly, to get my attention, she'd be, like, sat next to me
she
like this.
She cuts you.
She'll be doing this, first of all.
Right.
Well, just this is glaring at me.
But this is how you usually try and get my attention when we're in the office.
And then she'd go, bing! I just feel like a tiny little prick.
Get one.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
And she's there, just with the, like, the tiny little talon out. Just like,
that's...
Yes.
Like Wolverine.
Pay attention to me, Simon.
Wow. But she's a psychopath, so...
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she's a cat. They all are.
Yeah. But as we know, yours are both like murder shadows, though.
They are. They are. Maybe they'll be like cereal box characters one day.
I thought you were going to say serial killers.
If we release a cereal...
It should be called Serial Killers.
Don't be fucking stupid.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Honeydew. Honey nuts. Simon's honeyed nuts.
You didn't think this through, did you?
In the shape of testicles.
As soon as you said it. Simon's honeyed nuts.
Simon's honeyed nuts. It's
crunch.
Caramel covered hazelnuts and like oaty puffs with honey on.
Right.
But we have two of the hazelnuts stuck together with a bit of caramel, so they look like balls.
That sounds...
Enjoy Simon's honeyed nuts. And on the box is Carly and Meckins, but it's Nina's drawing of them from the Christmas card.
Right. But
feed me, Daddy Simon!
But
that one.
But yes, not
sexy. The incredibly cursed one.
But cut, so they're not
as sexy. Can we put that on screen?
No, we don't have to
show
that.
Can we put Nina's picture on screen?
How much did you pay her to do that?
I didn't. That was just that was like a present.
What a wonderful gift from a friend.
Yeah. Are you not interested?
How long are we going to have stay on this advert?
About 20 minutes.
Fuck me.
Snoop Dogg, you know, he slipped me an envelope.
Oh.
And
what was in it?
I was expecting there to be like a wad of money inside. There wasn't. There was a bullet and it had my name carved into
it. Oh my God. That's not how it works.
And then there was a letter with it. And I looked at the letter and it said, "Dear Simon, long-time fan of you, love Shadow Israfel. Here is an engraving of a bullet I've done for you.
Been watching for ages.
As a present. I would be ecstatic if you were..."
He used the word ecstatic.
Yeah. Hmm. But he was spelled wrong. He tried. He tried.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Crime animal news.
Yeah.
Is that a real cat?
What do you mean?
That looks like such a weird picture. It looks like a cat has been photoshopped in afterwards.
It's a cat. That's clearly a cat.
He's quite a chonker.
He is.
He just doesn't look real.
That is a real cat.
Okay.
Is it the eyes? He's got very large, sugar mochi art style eyes.
He has a very large collar as well with a dangly on it.
So this cat weighs 20 pounds, which is just over 9 kilos. It's called Bandit.
Uh-huh.
Which is ironic.
Uh-huh.
Because Bandit prevented a robbery.
Oh. Yeah.
And bandits are usually the ones that do the robbery.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's ironic. So the cat is apparently has saved his owner from being robbed, but also possibly saved the life of his owner.
Right. Of course, because robberies in America...
they can go bad real easy. You know, if you interrupt the robber, they pull out a piece, they pop a cap in your ass.
But I mean also, like, you could say that about anything, though. You know, any situation.
Any crime.
Well, anything that you do might have led to you saving your life under the right circumstances, right? You know?
Right.
Like, imagine that eyelash...
yeah.
On my cheek.
Yeah.
That might have gone in my eye and I might have slipped into the road and be hit by one of those voice scooters. And then I would have like been in a coma and then they turn off the machine. So if you hadn't done that eyelash, you know, I would have died. So what I'm saying is you've saved my life.
I've saved your life.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Does that mean that you have to like serve me now?
According to the contract that you signed, yeah.
Because I own your life now because I saved your life.
Yeah.
If you then save my life, are we quits?
Sure.
But then if you then save my life a second time, then you own my life. And then I have to save your life to bring us back to being square again.
So you mean it's like juice in tennis, where one of us has to get like two lives ahead.
Yeah. And then we win.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that we would just end up in a situation where we would be just saying, you know, we're walking outside somewhere and I go, oh, Lewis, oh, you almost slept.
You were schlepping.
There was a bit of wet on the floor.
So I would have slept in.
There was a little bit of water there, Lewis.
We'll be in Amsterdam.
Sean dropped a little bit of water on there on the floor.
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Good of you to be here.
You're welcome. You would say, anyway, sometimes a woman needs to have a slap.
That's what we were saying, yeah.
Jesus
Listen,
Christ.
Sean.
Anyway, there's a cat called Bandit.
And was he actually, was there any danger to his life? Because I feel like that is very American to assume that a burglary would also be.
Yeah, I mean, we can go into the whole scenario.
Okay.
So one of them did have a gun and one of them had a crowbar. There were two robbers. It was the early hours of the morning, between 2:30 and 3:00 in the morning.
The wee hours.
The wee hours, as they call them. So the owner, who is called Fred Everett, he woke up because the cat was meowing. I imagine it's like...
I imagine horrific. That was almost exactly what it was like. That was a great little...
Yeah.
Do that professionally.
Inspired from real life.
Yeah.
She ran into the bedroom, jumped onto the bed, and began pulling the comforter off of him. That's what they have instead of duvets in America, I guess.
Sure.
And clawing at his arms, Everett knew something was wrong. She'd never done that before. That's what he said.
Okay.
I went, what? What in the world's wrong with you? He's from the north, I guess. Mississippi accent there. So there were two men outside, with the gun.
Let me guess what happened. Everett reached under his pillow and pulled out his double-barreled shotgun. And he was like, this is no good. And he reached into his desk drawer and he pulled out his M16.
Right.
And it was obviously already loaded.
Lock and load. And he said that like Lieutenant Commander Data did in that film, the Star Trek film.
And then the cat also got its gun.
Yeah.
Out of...
However it does... Do you remember when we did this for like 5 minutes?
Like a transformer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went down and they just opened up on them from the landing.
Meow the fucker!
A true American story of bravery and heroism.
Yeah. I don't think a shot was fired.
A relief. Yeah. Okay, so what?
He did have a gun. Everett did get a gun. Because you've got to have a gun.
Yeah, America, apparently. Right?
Blah, 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 blah. They'd already legged it. I guess he turned the lights on. And they were like, fuck, someone's home. And then they just legged it.
Yeah. We're rumbled.
Yeah.
The cat saw us.
He didn't even phone the police about it.
Do you reckon they should have done the thing?
Because what would they have done?
Right. He didn't even phone the police.
What would they do, though? What would the police do? Just, like, look around and... Okay, I mean, if it happens again, give us
the
call.
Shoot him.
Like...
Yeah, just open fire.
Oh, my God.
Just don't wait for us.
He said the situation would have been different without Bandit. It's only because of the cat that he's not a dead man right now.
Well, I don't know. Again, see, this feels like bullshit.
What?
They wouldn't have just climbed up and killed him in his sleep, would they?
Put pillow over him.
This ain't no John.
Two in the head.
John Wick. I mean, they were running away, you know, as soon as the light went on.
Maybe the cat scared them off.
Right. Yeah, maybe they should have done that thing, remember I suggested before, where they carry a little bit of meat and they can chuck it out for a dog.
Yeah. What do you bring for a cat? Catnip.
Well, I mean, if you're
the cat
already...
just starts rolling around and purring.
If you're already bringing the meat, you could just bring... Most times I go to a house, the cat is, like, all over me. Do you know what I mean?
They know.
What do you mean?
That you're allergic to them.
Oh, right. I see.
They're trying to kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that cat's doing the same, going to its owner, trying to get them killed.
Yeah. Ah, I think you should go outside and stop the robbers. And then when your body's lying on the floor, I'll eat your eyeballs.
Mm. That's what they're thinking. Mm. Okay. That does make sense in my head canon.
In your head canon.
Head canon.
In your cat head.
Cat head.
In your cat boy head.
Good thing you haven't found out about my secret Twitch account.
Oh my God.
Real cat boy Lewis official.
That's pretty
cursed. I'm secretly like a huge VTuber already. No one knew.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Can you imagine if I had like a huge following and I just kept it secret?
You're in like Hololive.
From everyone.
EN. You're one of like the big VTubers and no one's known this entire time.
Well,
maybe you have like a...
Voice changer.
Vocoder.
Yeah.
Change your voice slightly.
Make me sound more like...
More feminine. More,
I was going to say more masculine.
Because you're... No, because you're like a femboy cat girl,
right?
Yeah.
But I've got a really deep voice.
No. You got a girly
No, that's
voice.
Why it works. That's why it's confusing. That's why people like it. They're really weirded out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bandit, a real American hero.
Yeah, do you know what? That is a real American hero. Or what their idea of a hero is.
Mm.
Anyway.
A cat meowed and a man woke up.
And got his gun.
Yeah.
To deal with a man who had invaded his house with a gun. Do you know what, though?
Mm.
I think cats are one of these things that might make you more susceptible to being burgled, right? Because the cat flap, right?
Right.
On the door. People could get in there or like crawl through to open your door. Also, when you have a cat, you stop worrying about all the noises your house makes, right?
Yeah, because I've told you this.
You become immune, like everything, like something falls over and you think, oh, it's just the cat. That could be a fucking robber.
I mean, the typical thing is if you live alone and you're in an old house, there's a lot of weird creaks and weird noises that you hear.
Well, I mean, that would be the haunting.
If you have cats, suddenly you no longer worry about those weird noises that you hear.
The rattling chains.
Because cats are not ghosts or demons.
Shrieking and the laughing of small children.
Yeah. The horrible monster.
And the blood coming out from under the...
Oh, yeah, that's probably the cats. Probably a bird.
It's probably
or a
just
mouse.
Like a... Yeah, something they've captured. Yeah.
That weird decaying smell that you get sometimes from like a bird or mouse that they've left
under a fridge
sofa.
Or something.
It's like a weird, sweet, unpleasant smell that you of something dead.
And that chill wind that blows through, that's probably like the cat flap, you know?
I smell death. I see blood, clanking of chains. It's all just the cats.
You're waking up like with scratches on you.
Yeah, that's the cats. Maybe it's a succubus. In the night, but I've got cats, so I know that it's not that.
It's just the gummy bites.
I'm covered in love bites. Like, yeah, that's Mekins trying to bite me.
Oh my God,
gummily, like sucking on my arm.
Gummy bites sounds like an actual legit cereal.
Gummy bites.
I'd eat those.
Would you?
I'd eat rather than fucking Snoop Loops.
What are they, like little gummy worms? Gummy bites.
Yeah, you could have little worms, little lips. Little rings. You know.
Gummy rings.
Yeah, little gummy rings.
Let's just call it gummy rings. Sounds nice.
It does.
I think we've got to talk about this. This is a very peculiar portion story. Pony. That's a baby horse.
Is it?
I don't know. It's called Patrick.
A pony. Sure, it probably must be a baby horse.
He's banned. He's got barred from a pub.
A pony has been banned from a pub.
Yeah, but it's okay. He's going to stay on as mayor.
Right. Is this in the UK?
This is in the UK. This is Devon somewhere.
So Devon...
Cockington. Cockington.
There's a place called Cockington in Devon. Sure.
So Patrick has been barred from the Drum Inn in Cockington.
Well, he's underage, probably.
He's been downing pints of Guinness. Oh my God, he's only 4 years old.
That is very responsible. You can get in trouble
for that.
What's that
in horse years?
Horse years? Yeah. I don't know, probably 4 years old. Probably about 20, right? How long do they live?
That's fine, isn't it?
20, yeah. Do horses live 20 years? Tom? Tom's nodding.
Tom, how long do
horses nodding and shrugging.
That's okay, hang on. Is that how we do it?
I'm guessing 20 years. How long do you think a horse lives?
That sounds probably about right.
25 to 30. Yeah. Okay, longer than I thought. Catty. So multiply by 3, then?
I guess.
So he's what?
12.
12 years. That's not
bad.
That's not
odd. That's bad. Shouldn't be drinking Guinness.
No. Even if we're measuring his life in horse years. But don't horses like a little bit
of booze?
Yeah, because they eat the mouldy apples.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they normally like cider.
They like getting shit-faced.
Especially down in Devon.
Yeah, that's weird that he's drinking Guinness and not cider.
You'd think it would be cider, you know. But maybe
he knows what he likes.
Yeah, he's got grown-up taste.
Black stuff.
Yeah, black... What's it called? That's what you... Yeah, is that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought it had another name. It'll come to me. Later.
Okay.
Not now.
Right. So he's got barred. I'm not sure why he got barred. I think... Oh, officials told the pub it needed planning permission to let the four-year-old horse roam in the garden. The garden needed to be officially grazing land in order for there to be a horse there. Right. So they're not allowed to have the horse there, hence the horse being barred. The horse isn't really barred. It's not that the landlord chucked him out. It's the council. Bloody busybodies. Bloody, you know.
Well, it's good that they're pushers. Following the rules, but this might just be an excuse.
Little Hitlers they are. Little Hitlers.
You know, though, he might have been drinking them out of house and home, you know, and they wanted an excuse to get him out. You know,
no.
But they blame the council.
No. He'll be back. He's the mayor, Lewis. You can't ban the mayor.
Yeah, but the mayor's got to make responsible decisions. He can't be drunk all the damn day.
Can't he just change the rules?
How are they... Is he drinking out of glasses or would they...
Yeah, they give him a pint.
How does he hold it?
In his hoof.
Right, actually...
Oh, then all day, yeah. Been out round field, did a bit of a run.
What about your mayoral duties? What about the bypass?
Stuff it.
What about the...
Can't be arsed.
What about the airport?
Fuck it.
That bit...
I'm off the clock. I'm enjoying my big Guinness.
It's making you into a monster. It's ruining you. You didn't used to be like this. You used to be frolicking through fields, eating carrots off of children's hands.
I should have married your sister instead of you.
Oh, what a life.
She's thinner as well.
Oh my God. That's the last straw.
That's fucking it, isn't it?
You're barred. Get out.
Fuck yous. And he smashes the glass on the floor, storms out in a hoof. That was a stretch. That was a real stretch. We haven't even done a long face joke. Patrick, why the long face? I got barred from pub in here.
That works.
So the 23rd of July this year, he was elected mayor by residents of Cockington, presumably.
Uh-huh.
Even the local MP considers him to be the mayor.
Sure.
Don't know who that is. Devon, who knows? Probably some Tory.
Let's just put this to bed.
You want to put the horse to bed?
No, I just... I'm just telling.
Pull the sheets up on him. Read him a bedtime story. Once upon a time, there was a very brave horse named Patrick.
Did Snoop Dogg write this?
He was Captain Patrick. And he had a magic watch.
Ooh. He was the biggest baseball captain in all of Horseland.
Baseball?
Well, he can't be...
Don't be ridiculous. Horse playing baseball. I've never heard of anything so stupid. How would he hold the bat, Lewis?
Mm.
In his mouth? I mean, I guess that could work. Yeah.